Hello and welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Burchin. Hello, Colby.
Hey, Serena, how are you?
I am thoroughly inspired today because we are speaking with John J. Shoemaker, or Shoe, as we like to call him, who is the COO of Miami City Ballet. He's a Kentucky native and a University of Kentucky at Gatton School of Business graduate with a passion for the arts. Shoe spent 10 years in public accounting and the past 6 years with the Miami City Ballet. Shoe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Serena. It feels good to be here today. Looking forward to talking with you all.
I'm really excited, Serena, because I feel ballet is, you know, very relevant and people love it. So, Shu, I'm going to get right into it. What motivated the city of Miami Beach to propose a 2022 Yes to Arch General Obligation Bond?
Great question, Colby. About a year ago, March of 22, the Finance Committee of the City of Miami Beach had a very bold idea. They were talking about how they were going to fund infrastructure needs for arts and culture in the City of Miami Beach. So the City of Miami Beach, they tasked the property management department, headed up by Adrian Morales, to go out to all the cultural institutions and ask what their needs were. So at that time, it was still a lot of uncertainty in the air, like January, February of 22. We didn't know what was going to happen with this. And in fact, we didn't think it was going to have any legs at all. There was no confidence in this. So I reached out to our lobbyists with our board chair, Jeff Davis. We reached out to Mike Urente of LSN Partners. And he said, "Shu, if you could band all the cultural institutions in Miami Beach together and you guys rode in the same direction, this thing may grow legs." And so we put this case statement together. We put some lipstick on it. We had a beautiful cover page. We put our logos of all the institutions in the table of contents, and we sent it off to every commissioner individually and the mayor, and it made it to the ballot. So it was on us. It was on the cultural institutions to run a political campaign that we've never done before. Okay. Like, that's not our wheelhouse. We don't run political campaigns. In fact, most of us were a little scared to do so. Okay. We had to, every one of us reached out to council and we're like, "Can we even lobby? Like, we're 501c3s. Like, is this something that we can do?" And it turns out we had a lot of wiggle room. We're not lobbying for a candidate, right? This is a very non-controversial type of item. We're lobbying for our own organizations and investments into them. This was really for our children and our children's children. The campaign Yes to Arts brand did not actually debut until mid-September. The ballot hit November 8th, right? That was the vote. November 8th was the vote. Mid-September, we literally only had about less than 2 months for this brand to build itself. We were asking every institution to put up financial resources, people resources. We were working the polls. We were creating videos. We were doing social media posts. Kivit created this thing called a marketing toolkit that we could give out to the institutions. And each one of the 14 institutions could get creative with what they posted out on social media. So this was a $159 million general obligation bond for arts and culture. We paid for these polls throughout. So we did a deep benchmark poll at the beginning, and then throughout we did these little spot polls, is what they called them. And so these were shorter polls, just like a 5-minute question instead of a 15-minute question. And it was telling us we had a very consistent poll throughout the whole campaign. There's an error rate built into it. It said at about 55% was a yes. Okay. And so that means there was a no, there was about a 30% no, and then there was an undecided was the remainder. And there's an error rate in there. And so our error rate for yes was around 48 to 65%. Okay. And so I'm sorry, not 65, 48 to 60%. In November 8th, the results came back and we blew all the polls away. And it came back at the voters voted positive for it at a rate of 65%. So we blew all the polls away.
Wow, that's impressive. Amazing. That's incredible. From all of that communication, right? It sounded really strategic, incredible, very impressive. So let's talk about that $150 million investment. How will that benefit the city's residents and visitors?
Yes, absolutely. So we are now at the genesis of a cultural revolution in Miami Beach. We are going to have upgrades to our facilities. We're going to have new venues. Miami City Ballet alone, it's going to help supplement a workforce housing project where we're going to be able to house 30 to 60 students on a year-round basis across the street. It's going to help to get that Collins Park workforce housing project to groundbreaking. So we'll be able to be competitive and be able to have students from all over the world come and train at Miami City Ballet. There's another portion for Miami City Ballet. For about $7.5 million of the funds at Miami City Ballet will go to technology. So we can innovate with technology. We are going to be able to, the vision is that we'll be able to have live at Miami City Ballet. We'll be able to stream performances in our Wolfson Theater at 2200 Liberty Avenue.
That sounds good, Shu. I hope you're on the mic there.
Yes, yes. And then there's going to be a new project. This has never been done before. A reefline project. They're going to create an artificial reef on the shore of Miami Beach. You're going to be able to snorkel down and see this artificial reef. It's going to look like sunken cars into the ocean, and they'll have what looks like a lily pad floating at the top. So you can swim out, jump on the lily pad, swim down and see. And this is going to, they're going to have sprouts so that artificial reef can start growing. Real reef can grow on this artificial reef. So it's going to help the environment. This is a new attraction, a global attraction for the reef line.
I actually heard about that.
Oh, it's revolutionary. Jimena Caminos, she's the founder of the reef line. You should check her out on Instagram. It's absolutely innovative for that new project.
And some drone, there's definitely going to be some drone video about that. Like featuring it from up above. That sounds incredible. Oh my gosh.
Yes. The Bass Museum is going to be able to build a new wing. So residents are going to be able to see more art exhibits at the Bass. The Fillmore is going to have a huge facelift. And then just at the last commission meeting, the Byron Carlyle has allotted $30 million. And they presented a mixed use building on the Byron Carlyle footprint where David Sexton is running up this Friends of the Byron group that's going to build workforce housing, multiple venues inside, movie theaters, black box theaters. It's going to activate North Beach. And so this funding is going to go a long way. It's going to bring new attractions. It's going to be revolutionary to Miami Beach.
So Shu, I want to ask you, because there was a Miami Herald's article, What a Miracle, reflects the public sentiment towards this investment in the arts. What do you think about that?
The headline said, What a Miracle. And when I woke up the next morning, I had a text message from our artistic director, Lourdes Lopez. That's what it said. What a miracle. And so in that article, I explain how in favor the citizens voted for this and what we had working against us, what I had just explained to you. And now it's really our turn. It's our turn, the cultural institution's turn, to pay it back to the residents, to the tourists, to change the reputation of Miami Beach from a party scene to a global cultural destination. Like I said, we're at the genesis of this cultural revolution, and it's starting right here in Miami Beach.
Really, what a vision. Incredible change is on the horizon. Sounds incredible.
So I have a presentation about this Yes to Arts campaign, if you'll allow me to share it.
Definitely.
Let's see it.
Yeah, let's see it.
Jump in.
All right. So this was a presentation that we would take anytime we had a public forum. This is the page that speaks the most volume to me. These are the institutions that were at the forefront of this campaign. These are the institutions that's going to change the landscape of Miami Beach. You got the Bass Museum. You got Miami New Drama. You got the Fillmore. You got the Miami Design Preservation League. You got New World Symphony, goodness sakes. You got the Holocaust Memorial. You got the Miami Beach Band Shell. You got the Wolfsonian, the Jewish Museum, Miami City Ballet, a new citizens, the senior citizens venue in North Beach is going to, with the UNIDAD, is going to get a facelift. the botanical garden, and then we already talked about the reef line. So the benefits for the citizens, it's going to protect and preserve our cultural institutions. It's going to increase access to arts and culture for residents and tourists. And talk about the positive economic impact. In Miami Beach alone, on an annual basis, and this is from America for the Arts, back in 2015, so this is dated now, they're about to issue their newest study at the end of this calendar year. But in 2015, arts and culture produces $160 million of economic impact to Miami Beach alone. To Miami-Dade County, $1.5
billion.
Whoa. Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
Wow. So tell us this, because I'm sure, you know, the audience wants to know what is currently on the schedule and coming to the ballet. You know, I'm sure subscriptions are going to be coming into effect soon.
Yes, absolutely. So Miami City Ballet, we just launched our FY23-24 subscription renewal. We're bringing back some fan favorites. We've got the Firebird coming back to the stage. We have Swan Lake. Whoa, wait a minute. Alexei Ratmansky's Swan Lake.
Wow.
Wow.
And so we debuted that in 2021, and we're bringing it back to the main stage. We'll be performing at the Arsch Center and the Broward Center and the Kravis Center. So we've got Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach all covered in South Florida.
What an incredible experience. And this has been such a joy speaking with you. You really are so inspiring. I am really fired up.
Oh, he's so passionate.
I'm passionate too. And I can't
wait
to see. Well,
wait until you hear about my springboard of these general obligation bonds into the federal government. Maybe we can do that in part two, unless you have time today.
Let's do it in part two, Shu, because this was incredible. Wow. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, there's so much.
Marina, Colby, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.